Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
A little self-care can go a long way, especially amidst the hustle and bustle of the holidays. That's where Vegamore comes in. Trusted by millions, Vegamore is all about giving your hair the love and care it deserves. With their vegan and cruelty-free formulas, you can nourish and revitalize your strands while indulging in some much-needed pampering. Because let's face it, who couldn't use a bit more me time this time of year? Go to vegamore.com/ACAST, code ACAST. That's VEGAMOUR.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode with a difference.
Ooh, different strokes.
It is a very different one. As you may have noticed, I have called this episode has no subject.
None at all. Yep. What's that all about, man?
Well, I've got to ask you a question, actually, Josh, because I'm sure this happens to me all the time, and I wonder if it happens to you. Whenever you're like just out and about in your daily life, mm-hmm. and you happen to bring up the podcast for whatever reason,
yep.
to new people, how often do they say, "Oh, what's it about?" And you go, "Paranormal, you know, stuff like that, you know, ghosts, UFOs,
yep.
strange stuff,
weird and wonderful,
yeah, the conspiracy theories," and they. This happens to me all the time. They turn and they say, "That sounds good," until you run out of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, every time.
Every time.
I've heard it a lot.
I've heard it so many times.
Yeah, even my own wife said, "Oh, you might run out of stuff to talk about because there's not that much paranormal stuff." And I'm like, "I think you'd be surprised."
Well, today we are here, I guess, a kind of a thought experiment. I want to put it to the test. Mm-hmm. So, and like, since we started doing this, Like even when we came up with the idea of doing a podcast and we started looking into how to do a podcast,
yeah,
everyone online said, step one, find your niche, mm-hmm. and then write a list of at least 10 things that you could talk about in your podcast.
Yeah.
Which we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that list got longer and it got longer and it got longer. And I think there's like over 70 entries on it at this point.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
So we do not worry at home. We are not running out of subjects to talk about, okay?
At least for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, this is just kind of an experimental episode, I guess, because, and this is the reason why I've called it "This Episode Has No Subject," mm-hmm. is because that's not an enticing subject. Title to have, is it? It's not going to hook a lot of people in.
No.
But we know that we do have some dedicated people who every week they download the podcast, listen to it,
mm-hmm.
no matter what.
Yeah, in other countries too.
Yeah, all over the world, you know. In fact, when our episodes go live, I quite often get onto the, like, the analytics on the website where we host our podcast and just look at the locations that it's being downloaded, which countries it is. And obviously we get a lot here in the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
On the first, like, few hours, we'll get 20 to 30 downloads, just, you know, literally by the time we sit down for our breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've already got that in the UK. There's usually 1 to 5, maybe 10 in the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
Belgium and Germany.
Yeah.
We usually get quite a few there. And recently, Australia, we've had at least one person in Australia that's been downloading us every single week.
I have a feeling that might be relation to me.
Oh, it could be. we don't necessarily know who these people are. Some people, they might be family or friends or whatever. But either way, they're dedicated people.
Yeah.
They're the ones that we're kind of dedicating this podcast to.
Mm-hmm.
This is your podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Because we know that you're going to download this, you're going to listen to it, or click on YouTube and watch it, even though nobody else is.
Yeah. They might get 5 minutes in and go, I don't know what's going on here, and quit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it may not be everybody's cup of tea. It might even, to our regular listeners, it might not be their cup of tea, but we're going to try and make an entertaining episode, even though we've pretending that we've run out of subject matter.
Yeah, it's now, over.
I'm fairly confident that all you people at home are not going to let that happen.
You still reckon the downloads will get there?
Well, I think because obviously the last few weeks we've had some people writing in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it started off with Lauren, who we blew her a kiss and whatnot, and then we gave a few shout-outs to a few other people that have written in to us. And after that episode, well, I think we actually said in that episode, you know, no one ever writes in, please write in.
Mm-hmm.
And someone did.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did get another follower of the channel, Liam from Durham.
Nice.
So it's a shout-out to Liam. He gave us actually quite an interesting email.
Mm-hmm.
He said in his email that he found us quite early on.
Yeah.
He found us on Spotify. He was literally just going through Spotify looking for paranormal podcasts. He found ours and instantly just binged everything that he could find.
Yeah, good on you, Liam.
Nice one. Thank you, Liam. And he's been with us ever since.
Oh, nice.
Which is cool. He said he likes the fact that we don't just talk about one thing. You know, some podcasts out there, they're only aliens or they're only ghost stories and stuff like that. We've opened ourselves up a little bit. We kind of widened our niche a little bit, whether that's a good thing or not. But he said he likes that. He'd obviously like a few more ghost episodes.
Yeah, I think we should probably do some more ghost ones.
Well, we only just covered one a couple of weeks ago, so it'd probably be a little while before we do another one. But yeah, I do agree. Yeah, that is a staple of our particular niche.
Yeah.
But in particular, he's interested in the ghost episodes because actually, when he was a young lad, he was only 19,
mm-hmm.
he started his own paranormal research company.
Nice.
and it's now, this year, celebrating its 10th anniversary.
10 years.
10 years. He said he doesn't run the company anymore. He handed over the ownership to his dad a few years ago, but he's still obviously active in it. You know, he still goes out and does like events with it and stuff. It is called Spiritus Paranormal.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
And I asked him if he'd got like a YouTube channel where, you know, like Most Haunted, where they upload episodes. And he said, no, I haven't got anything like that. But we do have a website where you can actually go along and book your own place on our excursions.
That's cool.
So it's called www.spiritusparanormal.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we get that right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did check it out. Genuine website. They do have up and coming events happening this year that are quite reasonably priced, I thought.
Okay,
The cheapest one on there, I think, was 20, and the most expensive was 45, I think, out of what is available at the moment. Obviously, they're adding more dates and more events all the time. But for anybody who is interested in joining up with a paranormal group out there, obviously UK, They are based in Durham, but I think they travel all over. Most paranormal researchers will travel a fair way to go and visit an interesting place, won't they?
Yeah. To be fair, when you said it, I was thinking at some point it would be cool to link up with them and actually do maybe an investigation for like a landmark episode.
Oh, go on one ourselves.
Yeah. So
are you brave enough to do that?
Yeah, I reckon so.
You reckon?
Yeah, because you'll be there to hold my hand.
What, at 30 East Drive?
No, not 30 East Drive. It's all right.
We might do that.
I think if other people are there, I won't be as scared. It's the same as like if you watch a horror film in the cinema, I'm not scared. But if I'm at home by myself watching it in the dark, you're going to get scared.
Yeah, you're going to, Well, what I'm thinking, because that's... That'd be a little bit of an odd one to cover as a podcast. So maybe we could do that as like a Top Gear special type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it would kind of only really work as a YouTube episode, if you know what
It'd
I mean.
It'd be like but bonus content.
We could take the GoPros out and whatnot and just be part of the team and then upload our own little episode as a special.
Have it as bonus content or something.
Yeah, like episode 100 or something like that.
500 maybe. a bit too scared at 100, I think.
No, you're pushing the schedule back.
We've just got so much to do. But also, Durham's what, 2 and a bit hours?
Probably 3 hours, something like that, yeah.
Not too far. If they do travel round...
I think they do. I didn't spend too much looking into every single investigation that they got coming up, but they did seem to be dotted around all over the place, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that.
We will do, yeah.
We'll keep an eye on you, Liam.
We might come and join you one of these days, Liam.
Yeah.
When we've mustered up enough courage to do so. Because we're big wimps, really.
Yeah.
But Liam did finish up his... podcast with a complaint.
Oh no.
He said, I'm absolutely loving it. Yep. My work week starts on a Tuesday, and he said, I guarantee every Tuesday I will be listening to your podcast without fail. But I do have a complaint. One episode a week is just not enough, guys.
Well, I do agree with him, to be fair.
Liam, if you're listening now, I feel your pain. We'd love to do that. But Joe Rogan Experience, this ain't.
No.
Spotify has not given us $120 million or whatever it is for exclusive access.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. Yeah. If Spotify does want to give us $120 million,
I will
upload a podcast every freaking day for a year.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I promise you that. But they haven't. We do have day jobs, and this does take time and money to put out. And also, obviously, the other thing is you can't rush perfection.
No, you can't.
To get high-quality content like this every week delivered, it takes a little time. I mean, if you want more than one podcast a week, I mean, I think the quality is going to go down.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a trade-off you've kind of got to make when you haven't got the full-time job doing this sort of thing. You know?
I think that's where I struggle most of the time is on top of our full-time jobs, it's hard to find out the research and stuff for that episode every week. And as the listeners know, I quite often get things wrong because I'm kind of having to not necessarily rush – but I'll have like a gap of maybe 6 hours to try and do as much intense research as possible. And I'm going to get stuff wrong. So if we did more than one a week, the information would just be complete fake news. I think we've got a good balance at the moment. But who knows? In the future, I'd love to do it full time as a.
Oh, we'd love that. That's the dream for us, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is to be able to give up our day jobs and just focus on this podcast because we love it so much.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And
a lot of people really obviously appreciate what we're doing here.
Yeah.
I think even Lauren, who messaged a few weeks ago, she even said at the end of her email, I know you don't have the millions of subscribers that other people do, she said, but you really do mean the world to us that are already here listening to you.
Yeah.
So please don't ever stop what you're doing.
Yeah, and we appreciate that as well.
Yeah, that's a lovely thing to say.
We've only been going since Halloween.
Just over 6 months. Yeah.
So 6 months, and we're already just starting to get emails and people reach out to us with their stories and things as well. And it's actually quite touching to know that within 6 months, we're slowly building this like kind of little
community,
family
community. Like a community, yeah.
It's actually really nice, the fact that we get to be able to do this. And to be honest, let's be completely honest, we started off just doing it for fun and trying to do it just to, I don't know, why not? Give it a go. Yeah. And then...
Well, I got all this stuff, all this gear
knocking
around. It won't be in news because I haven't been in a band in years. And I've never been in a successful band. You know, so I got all home recording stuff, but I was only ever in a local band. I've never been famous for it. I've been on tour with some famous bands as a roadie and that.
Yeah.
But that one of the reasons why we started, because I've got, you know, the microphones, the mixer, the computer, the recording software and stuff, and we just thought we'd wing it and give it a go, and it did seem to take off.
Yeah, yeah.
For whatever reason, I don't know how, but yeah. So we kind of want to build this community with you listening at home now. Well, maybe not at home, whether you're in your work van or your car, or maybe you are at home sat on your sofa watching this on your phone or your smart TV. However you engage with our podcast, we really thank you for it.
Mm.
That's what this episode is all about. I know it's a little bit of a weird one.
It's all right. We like weird.
We do like weird. But also, we kind of wanted to try and... Obviously, we say write in to us, write in, hand out our email address and say, you know, drop us a comment, drop us on Instagram or TikTok or wherever it is. One guy quite often does, Steve King, no relation to the author. He quite often, you know, likes our videos. And I remember looking on TikTok the other week and he'd commented on one of our little promos saying, oh, I'd love to get you guys' theories on the Ruskington horror.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one you said about with the car, the haunted road?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, like I say, I don't think our followers are going to let us run out of material, because I'd never heard of the Ruskington horror before then. But I'll tell you what, Steve, it's gone on the list.
Yeah.
So be looking out for that one in the future.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We kind of want to make this whole podcast a bit more interactive. But it's hard because we pre-record our episodes around about a month before you get to hear them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which has brought some complications, but it also makes it a lot easier for us. For instance, if you feel like taking another honeymoon... We've got scope for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going on holiday in a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it was already booked before I broke my foot. Oh, yeah, I broke my foot. By the way, I realise that people don't know about that just yet. At the point we're recording this, that episode where I reveal that hasn't gone live yet.
Oh, right, yeah, because you mentioned it, what, last episode? Or
A couple of episodes ago.
Yeah.
So thank you to everybody that may or may not have sent in best wishes.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah. He might have broken his other foot by now.
Yeah, who knows? I am fine. It is recovering, albeit slower than what I was hoping. But yeah, I'm fine. I'm on the mend. And normal service will be resumed soon, hopefully.
Yeah, and also at the time of recording this, when it comes out, it will be Gay Pride Month.
It will, yes. Actually, yeah, well done for pointing that out. That is the reason why, for those of you who do watch the YouTube version of this, and you'll notice that I try and mix up my bandana every week so I'm not wearing the same one 2 weeks in a row. This is the first time I've worn this particular bandana. Happens to be a rainbow-coloured leopard print bandana.
Yeah, it looks good.
Which is my little homage to Gay Pride.
So shout out to the LGBTQIA+, I believe is what it is now.
How did you memorise that?
Well, I looked it up before the podcast. So, you know, because I always thought it was just LGBTQ.
That's what I thought.
And then I can't remember where I heard it, but I knew there was a couple of letters added. But because me and you are not part of that community. We identify as heterosexual, straight men. Obviously, we wouldn't necessarily know the lingo and things. So I quickly looked it up and I was like, oh, they did add extra letters. So
And a plus.
And a plus, yeah. I think the plus is non-binary or something.
Well, to be honest, I think that's kind of discrimination against minuses.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It should be A plus minus.
A plus minus, yeah. I mean, shout out to them, though, either way. Yeah. I mean, also, we should point out that we love people for who they are as a person. We don't judge. We don't care whether you're gay, straight, trans, identify as a cucumber. We're not bothered. No. As long as you're happy and, you know, you're doing what you want to do and you're respectful to others, welcome to the community.
Exactly.
That's what I say.
I am definitely do not discriminate against all that thing. A member of my inner family is homosexual.
Yes.
I have a gay brother. Yeah. I don't hold that against him. When he's an arsehole, it's just because he's an arsehole.
Yeah.
But most of the time he's not. So.
Yeah, it's weird how as times have gone on, because I'm trying to be careful with my words here, but like when I was in school, so you're talking, I don't know, 2004, 2005, 2006-ish. Yeah. It's weird how, like, gay was used, not necessarily as an insult, but it kind of was. Like, you used to hear it a lot in school. You'd be like, oh, that's so gay and stuff like that. But now you don't hear it as much.
No, like, it's not so much a derogatory term. Yeah. I was in school 10 years before you were, and when I was in school, it really was a derogatory thing to say to someone.
But it's nice that we don't have that in the world now, and it is like more accepting. And
yeah.
I love the fact that I'm starting to see more videos and things of like people coming out the closet to parents and things, and the parents are like, yeah, we knew, we don't care. And it's like, that's what I like to see.
But it was kind of like what it was for my brother, to be honest. By the time he ended up being sort of open about it, parents were like, well, we've known that for years. So, I mean, it just doesn't really get discussed, you know. Mm-hmm. My brother's my brother. So,
yeah.
You know, that's just the way. It doesn't really make any difference, does it? It doesn't alter him in any way. So.
Yeah, and it actually doesn't matter. It doesn't change anything. If there's someone at home that is listening to this that is scared about coming out or being their true selves, don't be. It's completely fine. And if someone does have a problem with it,
that's their problem.
Yeah. It's not your problem. Like, live your best life.
Yeah, you do you.
Yes.
We say that so much, and we really do believe it. So.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, shout out to the LGBTQIA+.
Yes, and I'm going to have to also.
It took a lifetime to find the person you want to marry. Finding the perfect engagement ring is a lot easier. At BlueNile.com, you can find or design the ring you've always dreamed of with help from Blue Nile's jewelry experts, who are on hand 24/7 to answer questions, and the ease and convenience of shopping online. For a limited time, get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code LISTEN at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code LISTEN at BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch, whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Shout out to my friend Dan, or I call him Toomsy.
Yeah.
If you've been following this podcast since the beginning, you will have run into Toomsy. He was in an episode called Share Your Spooky Story. What's Your Spooky Story?
Yeah. He was technically the first guest.
Our first interview that we ever did, where he obviously sent us some film footage of some ghostly activity that had happened in his house. And we interviewed him and stuff. Like, very good friend of mine. Was very upset that we didn't give him a shout out at the same time we give everybody else. So I'm going to shout out to Toomsy. Toomsy, I hope you're doing all right.
Yeah.
He often says to me that, like, he obviously listens to our podcast every Monday morning, gets in his work van. The new episode is the first thing that he listens to on his way to work. He says it just about manages to get him to the M25 around London. And then more often than not, he'll actually find another one of our podcasts. He'll go back through the episodes, find his favourite ones and re-listen to them.
That's a true dedicated friend there.
That really is, isn't it? So, you know, big shout out to Tim. But one of the things that he's often said to me is when he's listening to the new episodes, he kind of wants, he's shouting at his stereo in his work van because we've said something and he's like, oh, I want to mention that. You didn't say anything about this. Oh, you could have said that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But because he's just listening to the audio podcast, he can't like write it as a comment on YouTube. And obviously he's driving at the time anyway. So we thought we would like to create a way for people who listen to the audio podcast to have maybe a... Because I'm not sure if just giving out our email address, because it doesn't seem to work that well.
We've
had a few takers. But I just wondered if people would be a bit more relaxed in a more sort of social networking environment. And obviously, well, I already explained the other week about my Facebook account and the fact that I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
I've never been on Twitter. Don't know anything about it. But the one place I have been is Discord.
Yeah.
So today I would like to unveil our new Discord server.
Yeah.
Come along. Come and join us. Toomsy is actually has agreed to be a moderator.
Nice.
As has Clive Potter. Shout out to Clive.
Yeah, good old Clive.
Good old Clive. But we thought we would make this, like, because we're building a community, Discord seems to be the perfect place to do it. That's where all the cool kids, all the YouTubers and everything are building their followers and their communities now. And so I thought, well, why don't we do the same? I'm already on there. I follow a few different channels.
Yeah.
So I've done it. We now have a Paranormality UK server that all of you can go and join. Come and, you know, give us feedback. Just join the conversation, really. Me and you will be there.
Yeah. Got it on my phone, ready to go.
Yeah, we're already downloaded and everything. Now, when you get there, you will come to a screen called Welcome and Rules.
Is it just a link, I'm guessing, that people can find the Discord?
Yeah. Just follow the link in the description.
Yep.
I will make it a permalink so it goes into every description of every podcast that we do, awesome. Every episode. So it doesn't matter whether you listen to this one or the next one or one in 6 months' time. You'll still be able to go there and find us. And the landing page, I think, is Welcome and Rules.
Yeah.
And I've done like a little introduction there saying, you know, please be chill, respect each other. That's what we're all about at the end of the day. And then there is, like, I think, a set of like 9 rules that do seem maybe a little bit imposing or a little bit strict. Take that, you know, I'm thinking that they're not really as strict as what I've described on Discord, because if I'm perfectly honest, I nicked those rules off a different Discord kind of adapted them just from someone who seemed like they knew what they were doing with it.
Guidelines.
But we've got, you know, some popular channels on there for you to bring your stories about UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, other stuff. You know, obviously, you know, conspiracy theories is on there. And I've created 2 specific channels called Josh Q&A and Pirate Q&A, just in case anybody out there actually wants to ask specifically you, Josh, a question. You know, they're not looking for my feedback. They want you specifically. Now, I thought there are ways that they could do that. They could, I think you put the @ and then Josh or whatever, or a hashtag or whatever, so that they can notify you that they're trying to get in contact with you. But let's face it, I don't want my phone pinging off at all times of day and night with people randomly around the world asking me questions. And, you know, it pushing me notifications all the time. So that's why I've created those 2 little channels, Josh Q&A, Pirate Q&A. If you've got any questions or comments or just want to say hi, put them on there. You know that we'll read them and we will respond in time when we've when we've got a little chance. So,
yeah, size 11. In case anyone wants to know my shoe size, if that's it makes no sense. I'm 5'10". But
what grade do you trim your beard to?
Oh, see, I let it grow. And then I tend to go for like a 6 on the side.
Right.
And then as I work out towards the sideburns, I tend to go for like a 3.
Oh, okay.
So a gradual. But I like having a bit of a husk on my chin because I've got a really tiny chin. So a lot of people.
I like that as well. I like to have a good muzzle around my chin and mouth.
Yeah, because without it, I look 15 and ill. So.
So there you go. There's one question you don't have to ask.
Yeah. And another question, if anyone's asking, no, I will never shave my beard. I will trim it, but I will never shave it. I've only ever been clean shaven, I think twice in the 33 years I've been alive. But, I mean, since I've had facial hair, what's that say? The beards. No beard, no good. Exactly.
That's my T-shirt that I'm wearing. It just says no beard, no good on it. We are very strong advocates of beards.
And since I've had a beard since the age of 12, I've been clean shaven twice. So,
wow.
You know, hence that's the name impressive. Josh the Beard. Exactly, so it's here to stay, I'm afraid. So,
well, there you go. So, yeah, please do come and join our Discord. We'd love to have your feedback on there and you come join the conversation. One of the questions, I was speaking to Clive Potter the other night, one of the questions, he's only ever found us on YouTube. He didn't realise that we were actually an audio download as well. And he asked us, you know, what other, because I know, I told him that we were on Spotify and he was like, oh, you're on Spotify? Oh, where else are you then? So I told him, you know, you pretty much pick us up anywhere, Apple, Google, Amazon, you know, whatever. I said, we even should appear on Alexa. Because I've set that up.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I've tried it in the past, I've said, Alexa, play Paranormality UK. And Alexa goes, playing Paranormal Radio UK. Right, I want to know when that changes. If anybody out there has tried Alexa or actually has successfully got Alexa to play us, because I think you can set it up through your phone, can't you?
Yes, yeah, you can.
Right, let us know when that starts working, because we've got this kind of little inside joke, haven't we? We'll know that we've made it when Alexa knows our name.
Yes, I heard that from the Resistance podcast, which is obviously a Star Wars podcast, but they had the same thing where they've only just recently, after a few years, when they say it to Alexa, she then plays their podcast.
Actually
and
finds their podcast.
Lacey actually ends up saying something along the lines of, well, at least we know we've made it now when she says it. But also, the fact that we keep mentioning Alexa, there's probably people at home that are like, stop saying this. It's going off. So
I never thought of that, did I? Yeah, you're right. So let us know when starts recognising us.
Can I also say a couple things?
Yeah.
First thing is, I forgot to shout out Erin, who works with Louis the Skeptic. She listens to us pretty regularly, so shout out to her, because just like Toomsy, we forgot to mention her.
Yeah.
And the other thing,
spent too much time in the Caribbean.
I spent a week in the Caribbean. Let's come back speaking like it. I've had a couple of emails, if you will, messages from fellow geeks, because I identify as a geek, huge nerd. And during the Goblin episode, I mentioned that Harry Osborn and Norman Osborn, one was the Green Goblin, one was the Hobgoblin. That is wrong. I have been told they both played Green Goblin. Hobgoblin was a separate man called Roderick. So I've forgotten the last name, Roderick Kingsley or something. So in the comic books, completely different guy. So to all the nerds that got offended, I'm so sorry I got that wrong. I don't know how you will live without me correcting
that. I can't believe anyone noticed it, but I guess they do, don't they?
They do. And to be fair, they have got a point, you know. I can't call myself a nerd.
A diehard nerd.
And get the basics of the Spider-Man comics wrong.
So no, exactly.
I do apologise. And yeah, that's that. That's one mistake. Out of all the mistakes I've made on the podcast, that's the one I got the most feedback.
That's the one that actually embarrasses you, then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we've had some, not we, I've had some scientific facts proven wrong. And like any man, I've just done my research and got things wrong. And I was actually surprised that I had about four or five fellow nerds reach out, and the community is strong amongst nerds.
It is.
So I'm sorry about that, and I will in future do better as a nerd.
Fair enough. But it otherwise demonstrates just how people are following us every week. Yeah. They're, you know, they're hanging on every word, Josh. And when you get your words wrong, dire consequences.
Yeah, and to be honest, though, I mean, if someone's trying to attack me for Star Wars, though, there's no chance I'm getting that wrong. There is no chance.
That is actually a very good point. I think the only thing that I've ever known you get wrong was Princess Leia's cell number.
Yeah, I still don't know it. It slips my mind.
Every time.
That 4-5-digit number from the first film from the 70s, yeah, it always slips my mind.
Yeah, yeah. We've done several Star Wars
quizzes and stuff.
Quizzes, and that one always comes up, and you're always like,
Yeah. Yeah, but 47 out of 50, not bad.
It wasn't bad. But, okay. So anyway, yeah. So I think that's shout-outs over.
I'm pretty sure.
Can't think of anyone else.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hayley, I'm giving you a shout out. She never listens to the podcast, but that's my girlfriend.
I'm not going to shout out my wife because she doesn't care.
Fair enough. I will.
She does care
about Chloe.
She does care about me and us and the podcast, and she does quite often ask, "How's it going? What are you doing this week?" But I think I don't know what it is. I just think seeing her husband on doing something a bit out of the norm in a way.
Yeah.
I think she still can't wrap her head around it. She's like, oh, that's weird seeing you doing recordings and stuff. So she is supportive in her own way.
Yeah.
So she won't hear this anyway.
No.
Okay, so what I like about
it. Be your PC about it.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no. I'm pretty sure her dad listens. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so. Shout out to him.
Oh, shout out Big Mike.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, okay, no, that is definitely shout-outs
over.
Yeah, that's right. We're not doing any more shout-outs for at least another 6 months.
Yes. Right. Yeah, fair enough. We'll build them up again.
But in 6 months, or, well, probably not quite that now, because we have been going for just over 6 months now, haven't
yes.
we?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
We're about the opposite side of the year to when we actually first launched, which was Halloween 2022. And we are starting to think of ideas that we can do for our one-year anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I know that you're all excited about. And Josh, you, well, when we first launched it, we launched 3 episodes in one day.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, why don't we do the same sort of thing again? You know, we're getting a few in the bag because of my broken foot and whatnot. And I then turned to you and said, well, do you remember around Christmas and January, I was trying to push the idea of doing live streams on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, it kind of got forgotten. Because we record these episodes 3-4 weeks in advance,
yeah,
it is kind of a hard thing to say, oh, well, come join our live stream on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we've got to wait 4 weeks for that Sunday. And then one of us might have something on anyway.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
Confusing.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, time it and get that all working. So we thought what we'd do is we'll wait until our 1 year anniversary, and we will do a live stream at Halloween. It's given us plenty of time to plan it, to organize it, and plenty of notice for you guys so that you know that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a go at doing it then.
Yes.
I'm not going to say a date right now or a time or anything. That will come in future. But that is something that we are looking forward to, because we'd love to have your feedback in real time.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Discord is going to be good. We're going to get feedback on there, hopefully, fingers crossed. And the live stream would be good as well. So we might, for our 1 year anniversary, do a couple of episodes for you to download or watch just on YouTube. And then we will, somewhere nearer the time, start organizing an actual live stream that you can come and interact with us, and we can have a party and say, yay, we're a year old.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is probably the way to go, really.
Yes.
And then from there, we can sort of plan more live streams, whether that happens at all, or, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever, it might be such a disaster that we never do it again, but, you know.
Yeah, and you can guarantee at least more than one episode on the anniversary.
Yes.
So that's our little year anniversary present to everyone.
To everybody, yeah.
Yeah. It seems right, doesn't it? A year on, we released three episodes. It seems right to give them more than one episode.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think so.
I mean, if you include the live stream, it technically is three, I suppose. But
we may even do three plus the live stream. Who knows? Oh. It depends on how many we've got in the bank by then.
That's treating them. God.
But yeah, those are some of our. And this has been an episode about sort of us saying, just we want to get to you as much as you're getting to know us. You know, and a bit of a roadmap for the future. We've got some really good ideas and some interviews coming up.
Yes,
potentially that could be really interesting.
Yeah, it's like tying up, because everyone's got different schedules, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you can chat to someone, schedule an interview, but it might not happen for another 2 months because of schedules.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
We are looking to get some interviews from some interesting people and... Yeah, it'll be good.
It's in the pipe work. Mm. Right, so in the meantime, this is the point where we would normally address the paranormality scale.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that this week.
No. There's a break from it.
This is the one time we are not doing the paranormality scale because we want you to do it.
Okay.
Come wherever you feel comfortable, whether you want to send us an email, whether you want to come and join the Discord and give us your rating on Discord, or whether you do it just as a YouTube comment or Instagram or wherever you feel comfortable, come and give us our rating. I tell you what would be a really good idea. Go and rate the actual download podcast on its official download site and give us a rating there.
Yeah.
that could work.
Yeah, you could even use today's paranormality scale as how well people think we're doing up to
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Give us
we'll
a rating.
Treat it like that.
Yeah.
Why not?
So give if you come along and say 1 out of 10, then I don't know why you've even bothered commenting, to be honest, but, you know.
Just don't listen.
Yeah. But that's kind of, you know, one of the ideas that I had for this podcast is we're going to put it on your hands this week. So you let us know what your paranormality rating is.
Yeah.
And I guess in about 4 weeks, we'll find out. So until then, I've been Pirate.
I'm Josh.
This has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
So good, so good.
Perfect gifts? We've got them at Nordstrom Rack stores now. UGG, Nike, Barefoot Dreams, Kate Spade New York, and more. Find everything on their wish list all in one place.
Steve Madden? Yes, please.
It's perfect.
Did we just score?
The greatest gifts of all time? Yeah.
Head to your Nordstrom Rack store to score. Great brands, great prices, the greatest gifts of all time.
You've been waiting all year, and the moment is finally here. Bull & Branch is the bedding brand for better sleep, and their best sale of the year is happening now. Right now, you can get 25% off the organic cotton sheets loved by millions of sleepers. They feel breathable, luxuriously soft, and get softer with every wash. Shop Bull & Branch's cyber event with extended returns for the holiday season. Hurry to bullandbranch.com and use code BUTTERY for 25% off everything. Limited time only. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, it's the coolest thing ever. Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Well, check this out. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.